Back to the heavy rain hitting the west coast at the top of the South Island and at the top of the South Island. A red Met surface warning is in place for Buller and Westland, and a state of emergency has been declared in Westland. Further north, orange level warnings are in place for the Tasman, Marlborough and Nelson regions. Flooding in Golden Bay is already leaving some residents stranded as roads become impassable, and there's concern for river levels once high tide arrives this afternoon. Collingwood has had 100 millimetres of rain in the last 5 hours, with up to 30 millimetres falling per hour. Wayne Langford, a farmer in Takaka, Golden Bay. Hello, Wayne.
Morning, Catherine.
Good, thanks. We've spoken to some of your farming colleagues there as well, and they're actually way too busy at the moment dealing with matters to speak to us. What's the situation with your farm and with your neighbours?
Yeah, I'm just in the tractor myself. I'm waiting for the elephant and the zebra to arrive, and then we'll close up the door on the ark and head off, I reckon. It's pretty wet. And certainly it's still coming down thick and fast, like you say, some pretty significant hourly rainfalls, which are going to cause all the trouble, I'd say.
It's a very low-lying area in parts, isn't it? And we've already heard about Collingwood getting hammered. That's very low-lying. So just what are some having to deal with right now? Stock movements already happened?
Yeah, thankfully we got a fair bit of warning earlier this week around it, so we have been able to move stock around and kind of get ourselves well set up. However, yeah, I'd say it'll start to do a bit of damage, particularly on our lower lying farms, where just with the intensity levels, I guess, will cause some troubles. It'll cause some pretty fast flowing water, which does damage across those lower lying farms.
So the risk factors are what? Just whether infrastructure will be able to hold up or be overwhelmed?
Yeah, that's about it. And obviously, if these kind of levels keep up, then Takaka Township will be a bit of a worry itself. And so we're going to have to keep a close eye on that.
What is the role of the river? I don't know if you can update us on where it's at, but what's the risk of a breach and what would be the impact?
The risk is, if this carries on, if the weather carries on as it's forecasted, is quite high. So there's certainly a lot of concern out there around it. We're heading into some meetings just shortly to hear more on that and to see where we're sitting. But certainly everything's certainly at capacity overflowing already, and with rain coming down at the rate that it is, not too good at the moment.
So what's the story with access at the moment? That Takaka Hill Road can be tricky. It's prone to slips. Is it open or closed at the moment?
Yeah, I haven't heard that. I'll hear that shortly. But I know they closed it last night. They're closing it again tonight. And it doesn't matter. Even if you do get over the Takaka Hill, you won't get down the Valley Road into the township anyway, because it's flooded across the road in numerous places there.
How ready are people in response groups for this?
I'd say they're quite ready. They've had a few days advance warning, which has been great, and things are pretty well set up. So hopefully everyone kind of doesn't go too crazy and stays in their homes certainly don't go driving around, and just keep safe. I know it's a regular warning, but that's what we need to do right now.
How is it comparing to other events you've seen?
So the biggest concern for me is this is probably one of the bigger floods we've seen on my farm at the moment, and the concern is obviously that the rain's still coming. So that's what I'm worried about, and where it could go. That'll obviously we're a bit higher up here in the valley, so it's obviously heading downstream, and my concern is around the farmers further down. Yeah.
That's the conversation we were having earlier on the West Coast as well. It's sort of anecdotal. None of us is a weather expert, but it does seem these events just go on and on and on more than they used to, right?
Yeah, well, it is a bit like that. This one is a bit of a concern, considering it's got, another 48 hours to roll through, apparently. So, we'll batten down the hatches and hopefully we'll get it through it.
All the best with it, Wayne. Thanks for taking time. Wayne Langford is farming in Takaka, Golden Bay, where it really is hitting hard right now. Things pretty much at capacity, whether it's culverts or other infrastructure. And unfortunately, that rain is scheduled to keep coming. Updates online, rnz.co.nz just updates online, rnz.co.nz on the homepage there. And also, of course, on news bulletins and programs throughout the day.